Blog Talk Radio.
What does it mean to be sealed in the Spirit? We're going to let Pastor Rock answer that question today here on Ministry Beat, so stay tuned.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Hello out there in Internet Radio Land. This is John Stanko, your host for Ministry Beat. Happy New Year, coming to you for the first time in 2018. Trust that you had great holiday season. We certainly did as a family. We certainly did as a church. Pastor Rock tomorrow will be making an announcement about the year-end campaign, which ended as a tremendous success. But we're going to talk more about that next week. I have shows lined up with Pastor Ross and Pastor Blaine and Pastor Rock to talk to us about the things that will be going on in January and beyond in the church. But as I mentioned at the end of last year, and you maybe listened to the show where Pastor Rock talked about the holidays without his daughter, it was a very popular show, but that was an interview that I included in the show from the program that Greg Hughes has been doing called Transforming Conversations. And I just feel those conversations are way too important to limit to the website and only promote them once. So I want to work throughout the year to take these transforming conversations, put them in this context so we can share them with you and people outside of ACAC, because I think they are that important. Today we want to talk about, or we're going to let Pastor Rock address and talk about, the issue of what does it mean to be sealed with the Spirit. Now, this caught my attention because I am editing a commentary that I have done on the book of Revelation, and this past week I was editing chapter 7 of Revelation, where it talks about the 144,000 who are sealed. So I was writing about this topic, then I came across this recording for Transforming Conversations, and I thought it would be interesting to pass along to you. Now, Pastor Rock's going to focus and going to mention Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 13, excuse me, it says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit." Now, if that were the only reference to the seal, we may not pay that much attention to it. But Paul referenced it on more than one occasion. In 2 Corinthians 1:22, he says, "You set his seal of ownership on us and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit." So the seal of ownership, the Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Later in Ephesians, Paul wrote, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, Paul wrote, "Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription, 'The Lord knows those who are his.'" And then, of course, there are the seals in the book of Revelation that are opened, and great catastrophes follow their opening. But then it talks about the being sealed by the Spirit, a seal on the forehead of the servants of God in Revelation 7:3. And then it goes on in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more references in the book of Revelation to the people of God being sealed. So anyway, that I thought you know, when I'm studying the Bible and I see things regularly in a short period of time, then I believe those are things that I am supposed to direct my attention to, and then I want to share it with other people. So that's what we're going to do today. Pastor Rock's interview goes about 13 minutes, so it's not long, and he talks about the implications of what it means to be sealed by the Spirit. So rather than me tell you any more, I'm going to let you hear from our pastor, Pastor Rock Dillaman, being introduced and interviewed by Transforming Conversations host Greg Hughes. When they're done, we'll come back. I'll make some closing comments, and we will close it out. So stay tuned. You may learn something here on Ministry Beat.
biblical understanding. Sometimes the most foundational, even elementary topics can be difficult to understand. So how do we grab a spiritual understanding to these things that are so crucial to our relationship with Christ? Welcome to Transforming Conversations with Pastor Rock Dilliman. With over 30 years of ministry, preaching, and biblical study, Pastor Rock discusses biblical topics that bring them into a fresh new light that is easy to understand and apply to our lives. And now, your host for another Transforming Conversation, Greg Hughes.
Welcome back to another Transforming Conversation. And today, Pastor Rock, we had just finished up recording one of our 91-week commentary. And part of the commentary today deals with the seal of the Holy Spirit. And whenever we were recording this and I was listening to you spell this out, the image that came to my mind when I think of a seal is like on a Tupperware container where you take the lid and it kind of pops on there, creates a nice tight seal.
And then you burp it.
Yeah, get the excess air out. Mm-hmm. Right. So that is a mental image that I got. And I'm sure that's not exactly what the author of Ephesians was talking about. So I would really like to unpack this a little bit further about when he's talking about the Holy Spirit is our seal and what that looks like from biblical perspective.
Well, you remember we said that Paul uses the word seal, and in that sentence also uses the phrase the pledge of our redemption. So we were talking about the fact that the Holy Spirit in us assures the ultimate outcome that God intends for us as his people.
Right, right.
But let's unpack that word seal a bit, or the idea of sealing something. And I want to do it. These aren't rehearsed, so I'm just
right.
doing this off the top of my head. But I want to think of some of the ways we use the word seal or sealing, because I think all of them encapsulate what Paul was talking about here when he said the Holy Spirit is the seal of our redemption and that we are sealed in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to start with yours, the Tupperware picture,
right.
that you want the lid to seal the container
right.
so that the food inside is protected and preserved.
Right.
Well, there's a fitting picture of one of the duties of the Holy Spirit in our life. We have the treasure of God's kingdom within us through the Holy Spirit. But that treasure needs to be protected. That treasure needs to be preserved.
Yes.
From things that would defile it. From things that would spoil it.
Right, right.
Things that would rob it of its youthfulness.
Right.
The Holy Spirit, when he seals us, protects us from those things that would spoil and defile our relationship with God.
That's
he
cool.
does that in a wide variety of ways, but that's one aspect of sealing. It's protected from being spoiled.
Right.
It's protected from outside intrusions that would ruin it.
Mm.
Then another way we use that word seal is to indicate approval. We talk about the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Right.
Whenever you see that good housekeeping seal, that logo.
Right.
It means that that product has their approval. They've tested it.
Right.
They've examined it. And it has their approval. Their imprint, if you will, that says this product is what it claims to be and will do what it claims to do.
Right.
That's the seal of approval. Or royalty may use their seal on a legal document in that land to give the crown's approval of that particular legislation.
Right.
So sealing can have to do with preservation and protection. Sealing can have to do with approval. If we are indwelt by the Spirit of God, we have God's approval. That's why Paul, earlier in that first chapter of Ephesians, referred to the Ephesian believers as being accepted in Christ and being approved unto God.
Right.
Because God approves of himself. And if I'm a believer, his Spirit is dwelling within me. And so, sealed in the Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit, means we have God's approval. And so many people struggle to believe that God actually approves of them because they base that their concept of approval on performance. And our performance always falls short in some shape or fashion from God's perfection. But we're not to base our being approved on our performance as much as we're to base it upon grace and the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. Paul said to the Ephesians, you are accepted in the beloved. That's a reference to Christ. Remember at his baptism, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. If God is pleased with Jesus and I am in Jesus and Jesus is in me, God is pleased with me. So to be sealed is to have approval. Then we sometimes use the word seal as a guarantee of authenticity. So less so today, but often in previous eras, an official letter would be sealed in wax. They would melt some wax where the envelope had been closed, put their signet, their insignia in that melted wax, and then it would dry. And somebody receiving that letter, if that seal was intact, would know that the contents of the letter were authentic. Nobody had forged it. Nobody had tampered with it. Nobody had opened it and edited it. It is authentic.
Right.
Well, the Holy Spirit in us guarantees that what we have received in our salvation is an authentic work of God.
Amen.
It's not just some emotional moment we had, some crowd dynamic. If we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit, that means what has happened to us is authentic. We don't have to worry about it being a pipe dream or something we imagined, or a projection of our own desires and wishes. We can know it is authentic because it is sealed. And so we even use that term to indicate something is guaranteed. Because if we want to say something is guaranteed, we say, signed, sealed, delivered.
Right.
It's not up for grabs. It is a done deal. It is guaranteed.
Right.
Well, the presence of the Spirit in us guarantees our salvation, guarantees that we're going to continue to be saved, and guarantees that in God's eternity we will be saved. It guarantees our place in God's kingdom, and it guarantees that we are going to finish the course and that God Amen. Is going to finish what he started in us, because we are signed, sealed,
right,
and delivered. Right. Delivered from our old life and delivered unto God to be a part of his royal kingdom. So again, I'm sure there are other examples, but just off the top of my head, sealing is an indicator of approval. It's an indicator that we're going to be preserved. It's an indicator that our outcome is guaranteed. And another one I just thought of, that something is authentic, but another one I just thought of, Greg, and we'll close with this one. I think in some ways it speaks of God's loyalty to us. And here's why.
Hmm.
If you tell a friend something that you don't want widely known, if you want them to keep confidence,
right,
they'll respond to you if they want to reassure you by saying what? My lips are
sealed.
Right. My lips are sealed. And when somebody says that to us, my lips are sealed, they're really assuring us of their loyalty.
Right.
They're telling us we can have confidence in them because of their loyalty to us.
Right.
Well, the sealing of the Holy Spirit is one of God's ways of saying, you can be confident of my loyalty to you. Again, that's why Paul couples the sealing of the Spirit with pledging of our redemption, the guarantee of our outcome. God is loyal to his people because God is loyal to himself.
That's right.
And in the Spirit, he himself is dwelling in us. So that seal speaks of God's never-ending eternal loyalty to his people.
Amen. And that seal word is, if we get a hold of it, which, man,
I'm sure if we were to sit here longer, we could think of many others. But it's a powerful word when we understand
it.
And
it's so reassuring. And I've heard you say many times, it's something we work from. We don't work for or to.
Big difference. If you work for God's love, loyalty, approval, you'll end up like a gerbil on a wheel.
Right.
It'll never be enough.
Right.
But if you work from it, I've already approved. It energizes your work.
We're already
It sustains guaranteed. Your work. It informs your work.
Right, right. And when God says he does it, you know, he seals us, we're guaranteed that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier to work from that than it is to try
That's right.
and work to it. Well, thank you, sir. That's, very enlightening. Not at all what I thought we were going to go towards, but how reassuring.
Now, thank you, Greg.
There you have it. What does it mean to be sealed? It's a sign of protection, sign of God's approval and validation that the work that he is doing in you as you put your faith in Christ is real. It's a sign of authenticity. You are the real deal. You're not a fake. It's a guarantee of God's promises, a representation of his loyalty and commitment that he will finish the work in you that he has begun. And it is a reassurance that if there are doubts, you can go to the fact that you are sealed, that we are sealed, regardless of whether we feel it or whether we feel worthy of it. Again, you can look at some verses, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13, Ephesians 4:30, 2 Timothy 2:19. Read the first half of Revelation and 7, chapter 7, and then I think that's about it. So we'll close there. We'll be back next week with some additional shows, a little bit more informational of what's going on at the church. We will do another Transforming Conversation in a radio format next week. So this is John Stanker, your host, signing off, wishing you good weekend. If you listen to this on the weekend that it was recorded, I'll see you around campus. I'll see you in church. Even though it's cold, we need to come out and worship the Lord. I'll see you then. Until next week, so long for now.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net. JOHN.STANKO. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.